This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Several tornadoes have been reported around the Chicago area. The National Weather Service has confirmed one near O'Hare Airport. Reporter Brad Gibson was.
These people here at the airport, I mean, there's just total confusion as to where to go and what to do. You've got lots of people in different languages who are just staring at others going like, where are we supposed to go and what are we supposed to do? It is right chaos here.
Many were sent into a large underground tunnel that connects two terminals, the idea to keep them away from the airport's large windows. Damage to homes and businesses has been reported in cities as far as 20 miles to the northwest and southwest of downtown Chicago. CBS's Jim Crisula reports on extreme weather affecting much of the nation.
As Vermont recovers from historic flooding, the south and southwest are facing continued record-breaking heat. Experts say those are signs of human-caused climate change.
One of the drivers of the floods that we're seeing and the intense downpours in Vermont is because there's more water vapor in the atmosphere and there's more intense rainfall as a consequence of that.
Gavin Schmidt is director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The G7 nations have made a new commitment to Ukraine. CBS's Nancy Cordes was at the NATO summit in Lithuania.
Not just in the short term as it fights this war, but in the long term, modernizing all aspects of Ukraine's military with a special focus on its air capability, its sea capability, making sure that Ukrainian soldiers get trained properly, making sure that they know how to use modern equipment, even building up Ukraine's military production in its own country.
Alabama's Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has placed a months-long blockade on military promotions, an action the Secretary of Defense calls irresponsible and unprecedented. CBS's David Martin spoke with the senator today.
What would it take for you to lift your hold on all these nominations?
All they need to do is change it back to where it was.
Tuberville is demanding that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rescind this memo authorizing paid leave and transportation costs for service members to travel to states where abortion is legal.
Defense Secretary Austin says Tuberville's hold harms America's national security. Leading this year's Emmy nominations, Succession, The White Lotus, and The Last of Us, combining for a whopping 74 nominations. Succession landed the most nods with 27. Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier.
At the end of the day, it's all about Succession. And if you are a Yellow Jackets fan, you're fighting and yelling the same with White Lotus, but it is all about Succession. It was so doggone good.
Ted Lasso leads the nominations for comedies with 21. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling
me. Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Is that word?
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever. You can say it both ways. A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bride does not believe in friendship. I don't allow them to compliment me back because I can't take a compliment.
I like your beard.
Shut up. I'm leaving right now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
All right. Have you ever been hazed? 844-967-2789. Or has someone you know gone through hazing? Why does hazing, despite it feels like at least once a year, there is some story that comes out as far as a kid dying because they've drank too much or they've gone through some kind of hazing scenario that creates a very serious health situation. And yet it's still in fraternities and in sports teams persists. It still is here, and we're hearing about it once again this week with everything that's going down at Northwestern. And if you haven't heard this story, the head coach of Northwestern University's football team has been fired following an investigation into allegations of hazing among members on the team. And this was announced on Monday. And prior to that, Coach Pat Fitzgerald was suspended for 2 weeks without pay. But then, and what's crazy about this story so far is that there was like an internal investigation for 6 months that didn't find enough or found enough that Coach Pat Fitzgerald was suspended. But then it was the investigative journalism of the Northwestern newspaper that came out that has now escalated him to being fired. And I'm less interested in talking about the nuances of Northwestern and everything that's happening there, because I think it's still an unraveling story. I heard things this morning that there's people who are calling it a hit job on Fitzgerald potentially, but I think I'm just more interested in the psychology of like, why are we still doing this? How is this still a rite of passage for so many, let's say it, mostly men's organizations, whether it's fraternities or sports teams? And that's not to say that I know I have friends who are, you know, girls who were in sororities where there was kinds of hazing, or sports teams that there is kinds of hazing, but it's still more violent and aggressive in my experience of stories when it comes to men's organizations. And I'm not asking you to defend it, but I'm assuming that, especially because I know that we have a fair amount of male listeners, of why does it continue to be a thing? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How does hazing continue to be a thing in all these different organizations? And we got Greg Bach on the board today.
Hello.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask anyways. Have you ever been part of an organization where there was hazing?
What do you think your answer is?
I would think no.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I would think that. Knowing you, and granted, I don't know what you were like when you were in high school or in your early 20s.
I love the theater.
But I can't imagine you putting up with a scenario where you were opting into getting abused in one way
honestly,
or another.
If it was in high school and grade school, yeah, that probably would have been the thing. I probably would have done it.
You probably would have done it?
Yeah.
Just because, to be accepted?
To be accepted, to not ruffle feathers, to do the whole thing. I mean, yeah. And also back in my day, that we were talking like the 80s and the 90s, and we didn't call it hazing, I think, back then. We just called it roughhousing or boys will be boys.
Well, is it that, though? Because to me, when I think of hazing, it is ceremonial.
Yeah.
It is like I've never been hazed. I've never been. I mean, the most has been I was the only sophomore on my varsity girls basketball team, and I think I got the short end of the stick sometimes as far as them like teasing me. But there was nothing ceremonial about it. There wasn't like a rite of passage to it.
Yeah,
and that's when I think of hazing, I think of every class has to go through XYZ thing.
Yeah,
and specifically two past boyfriends of mine, I know the most details about their hazing for their fraternities. And it becomes this, like, if you make it through, it becomes a badge of honor.
Yeah. You're worthy.
You're worthy.
You've done it.
And you've shared this experience with the alumni who've come before you. And you will share this experience with the classes underneath you. And you have these stories that you can share together of the time that, you know, in one of the stories, I have lots of that I was told that did not happen to me. But, you know, there was one that they have to eat a plate of spaghetti, that each plate of spaghetti has an entire tin of chew mashed up into it.
That's disgusting and unhealthy and... No.
And so, but like, this has happened for decades. Or a different scenario was the freshman class or the incoming class of this fraternity gets left in the basement of the fraternity with 3 inches of water on the ground and then blasting music, which is a form of torture that literally has been used as torture all night to make them stay up for 24 hours straight, where it's just on repeat, no sleep till Brooklyn. That line again and again and again and again and again and again. And like, they joke about it. I remember these boyfriends and their friends like joking about it once they've made it through. But it's like, how have we not evolved past this yet?
Well, also the question I have is when your past boyfriends joked about this, did they show any sign of like, yeah, that was messed up too,
though? No.
Yeah.
See. I don't know if now, because this was when talking about it, this was, you know, when I dated these guys, it was a while ago. And so they were still pretty close to it.
Yeah.
Because one was still in college when I was dating them, and one was not so far out of college and still was like very much pining for the days of college because he hated law school. But like, they certainly didn't look back on it being like, I regret doing that. And so that's the part of me that's like, is that why this continues to exist? Is there's enough alumni or enough of the, well, I survived, I'm better for it. It was a bonding experience that it's still not only tolerated, but like, I don't know, maybe in some circles celebrated.
Oh, I'm sure it's celebrated in some circles. And I bet you the more they celebrate it, the darker the initiation it is. Because you have to be a certain kind of person to be like, that was awesome. Spaghetti and chew.
844-967-2789. I would love to hear from you on your experiences with hazing, whether it's yours firsthand or things that happened at your university or sports teams. And any, you know, kind of wrapping your head around it as far as being an adult and looking back on it, and just what is the purpose of it? What value does it? It obviously creates some kind of value for the people who, for a lot of the people who go through it, that it continues to persist, and that there is not more of a desire to end the cycle with each class that goes through it. And then when they become the people who could induct the next class, say, maybe we should stop, or maybe we should change this, or maybe there's a more fun, less violent, less hazardous way to initiate freshmen, whether it's on a sports team or in a fraternity. I think those are the two main things.
This sounds like woke America, Kristen, just trying to take away our traditions.
I think that's part of it. It's like, well, if you can't go through it, like this, people are too soft now.
Yeah. No, this isn't a matter of softness. This is a matter of just human dignity and kindness. And also, yeah, finding a way of doing things that just, there are a bunch of ways you can put people through a test, and they can be fun and funny and maybe a little embarrassing too, but they're not going to make the next generation go, we have to do this to these people now? What is wrong with us?
Like, I'm trying to think of, when I was in college, my girlfriends played, I forgot if it was the girls' volleyball team or the girls' soccer team. But like the freshmen had to like dress up, like they got to dress the freshmen and go to some party.
Yeah.
And so it was like costumes and fake mustaches. And I'm sure there was a fair amount of drinking involved, but not like, oh, you have to finish like a liter of vodka before you can leave the house. And so there was some stuff that feels like you kind of get embarrassed, but it's the stuff that passes over into being hit, being sexually assaulted, being having to drink or do some kind of like drug that could like actually put your life in danger. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, you know, and especially when you think of Northwestern, and granted, none of these schools should get a pass, but I don't know, especially in Big Ten schools, like you think of Northwestern as kind of this one of the more hoity-toity places. And to hear, because it's the allegations are pretty aggressive of what they were doing on the football team to freshmen, as far as like nudity and like dry humping. And now, obviously, there's allegations that the coaching staff knew. And it was allowed to persist.
Well, also just because Northwestern, Big Ten school, also reputation, also branding, also all the things. You're like, we know you want to do this, but you cannot do this anymore because it threatens the livelihood of the school and the funding. I mean, not even from a purely like humane point of view, from a bottom line point of view, saying if you do this and you get caught, this puts us in the newspapers and we have to deal with this, and you're the cause of this problem. So just knock it off.
Because it's also, you know, it's also, we gotta go to a break. But we would love to hear from you on your feelings about the pattern and the history of hazing and why we continue to let it persist. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear your thoughts on not only the Northwestern case, but just the concept of hazing in general. I'm Kristen Bry, he's Greg Bach, and this is As Goes Wisconsin. Big shot. Big shot.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Thick clouds for the overnight, light southeast winds, and 59 degrees as you get up at around Thursday morning. We'll see a slight chance of showers and storms Thursday afternoon. Late in the day, mostly cloudy skies early will give way to sunshine and 83 degrees. Currently 62 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling Western Monday Day. Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. After I got out of the service, we went to an all-voluntary army, and well, armed forces, I should say. And you need good qualified people in the armed forces. I mean, for goodness sakes, you need people to fly jets and helicopters and navigate ships and everything else. And this is the wrong way to do it. You need to show people that, hey, if you come in and volunteer for the armed forces, you're going to get promoted and we're going to take care of you. And Tupperville is doing the wrong thing here. And on top of that, you need the best of the best in leadership, not appointing people. But I mean, I don't know if he grasps this this seriousness here or not. I mean, at any given day, we could go into a readiness and have to deploy the military. And this is just, I guess I could just say it's stupid. You, if you want good people, you got to take care of them. So that's my point today. Thanks.
Yeah, it's an excellent call, Paul. Yeah. And I think here's the thing. This rule that the 100 aristocrats cooked up when they all grin at each other after they pretend to sound off at each other during the day is not in the Constitution. It's not in the statute book. No Congress ever approved this. You have 100 aristocrats out of their personal vanity who want to be able to say, I can shut anything down while I express my vanity. You can't run a modern country that way. You're absolutely right. What if China goes into Taiwan? What if Putin starts to send tactical nuclear weapons into Ukraine? What happens if there's an eruption somewhere else? One of our embassies gets taken over. You can't take our military for granted. And here's a very, very simple solution. Don't let one senator hold up the entire government. Change that rule. What you say is something like this. Look, there may occasionally be a legitimate reason to object to a promotion. The military vets their people very carefully and they're very good, but let's say there is. It would require, say, 25 senators to say, take that name out of the pool of unanimous consent, the rest of them all get promoted, and then we will debate that one. That's fine. That's fine. But you see, when Washington was president, 1788, there were no political parties. They called them factions. There were no factions. And everybody thought, he thought, because Washington was a man of high integrity, he thought, well, for the rest of time in the United States, there won't be factions or political parties like in Europe. And we'll all sit there like Solomon, very wise, and stroke our beards and go, you know, what's good for the United States? That doesn't happen. Not after Citizens United. That doesn't happen with the modern Republican Party. He anticipated something different. Now there are individual senators who are corrupt. There are some who may be bribed. Remember that Kevin McCarthy, when he was a minority leader, was caught on tape saying in a caucus, which he later denied until they showed him the tape, saying that he thought that there were two people in our government that the Russians had paid for. One of them was Rohrabacher was his name. He was a congressman from California who's since lost his seat. The other one was Donald Trump. This is Kevin McCarthy, who had access to confidential briefings. If you have one senator who's bought, listen, in this state, we have Ron Johnson, who suddenly is saying, well, it's okay for the Saudi Arabians to take over professional golf here. By the way, this is a bit of breaking news. In the testimony yesterday, one of the people from the PGA said that the Saudis are going to put, quote, north of $1 billion, end quote, into golf over here. They sprinkle enough of that money around, and the new head of the PGA is this guy, Yasser Ramaswamy or something. And then this fellow, that's their tour. They just bought professional golf. And Ron Johnson says, well, you know, I want to ensure the purity of golf, but this is inevitable. No, it's not inevitable. When you have somebody like Ron Johnson in there who walked around with the fake electors in his pocket from Michigan, or Tommy Tuberville, who was not permitting promotions of our flag officers. These are single senators who can hold up the entire government. You can't have a vanity rule like one guy can do that. And my message to the 100 aristocrats, including my own party, many of them whom I know, some of whom I've met, is we don't want 100 aristocrats. Who the hell, who elected you to be an aristocrat? You want to be an aristocrat, go back in time to the British House of Lords in the 19th century, and you can hold up Irish Home Rule. Give me a break. What is this? Who are you guys? Who said you could do this? Get out of there if you won't do something right. Get on the floor, denounce Tuberville, and say we need to change that rule to 25 senators, and they've got to pick out the one flag officer candidate whom they have a problem with, not all of them. And that's got to be done right away. That's got to be done right away. So, Paul, you're right. We had a draft at one time. Now we have an all-volunteer army. We may have a draft again. People still have to sign up for the draft, even though they're not drafted. But the military is a dangerous thing, and a lot of these people didn't serve, and Tuberville didn't serve. And a lot of them are looking on this as a political thing, taking the military for granted. You can't do that. You cannot do that. And one little odd extra fact, now Jim Jordan is moving to block in the House a new FBI building in Washington, D.C., which is needed unless they build it in Huntsville, Alabama, 700 miles from Washington. So that a lot of people will resign and he continue, or else they'll defund the FBI. This is going on. It can't be permitted to go on. And we are going to hit this very hard on this show. This is not American and it's not right. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Me and you, believe me, baby, I know it, baby, you know it too.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Tornadoes in the Chicago area. This woman works in a building that was damaged in the storm.
There was smoke coming out. They had people securing the area, just making sure the power lines don't fall on anybody and nobody gets hurt. We got everybody cleared out from the property, so that was that.
The weather story in the Southwest is the extreme heat with another day of triple-digit temps and no cooling off in sight. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Phoenix.
I had a local here tell me, you don't really, like,
look forward to this. You just survive it.
The G7 nations with a new commitment to help build and modernize Ukraine's military. Our Nancy Cordes with why they're taking this important step.
The message that they are sending here is that they are concerned even once this war does end, and hopefully will end soon, they're worried that Russia will be a long-term threat for Ukraine, that it could try to invade again.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
If I could be you,
and you could be me
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley, 93.5 The Tap.
I hear the train coming.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. But we're going to talk a little more about what the Republican Party is doing to attack the government. There was a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee that's chaired by Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan subpoenaed Christopher Wray, the FBI director, to grill him. And here's what happened, and here's what he said, and here's what Wray said. Jim Jordan started out by saying that the FBI is weaponized, in his view, against the Republican Party. He attacks them. He's attacking the law enforcement agency with the highest integrity and finest reputation we have in this country. Wray responded and said, we arrested 60,000 violent criminals. He says, we arrest at least 60 a day. With 300 investigations open targeting the leadership of the cartels. We are absolutely necessary to stop terrorism and the cartels in this country. Jordan responds. This is Jordan. And he attacked the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago in August. He called it a miscarriage of justice. Now, let me tell you something. The FBI doesn't decide what search warrants should be issued. The Department of Justice decides that. If a police officer is told by a judge, execute this search warrant, he executes the search warrant. The second thing that Jordan overlooked or didn't say is that the Justice Department had spent over a year negotiating with Trump. They'd subpoenaed these things in May. Trump moved documents around, lied, put them on a plane and flew them to Bedminster. Finally, they got alarmed because these were some of the most sensitive documents in our government. They asked him, Ray, about how classified documents should be stored. He said they are by law required to be stored in what's called an SCIF, a sensitive compartmented information facility. And somebody, I assume a Democrat, said, well, or as a ballroom, a bathroom, or a bedroom, an SCIF. And Ray, of course, said no. The thing that they're now targeting in on, and then I'll go to the lines, do not hang up, is Article 702 of FISA. That's the anti-terrorism statute that permits a federal court to issue warrants, and the case is not open to the public because you don't want to tip ISIS off to leave the country before you arrest them. And it also permits the FBI to eavesdrop on foreigners in foreign countries, not the United States, who they think are terrorists or cartel members. I support that 100%. You have to understand something. No foreigner in the world has any rights under our Constitution. They only have rights under our Constitution if they are physically in this country. What does that mean? If they come here as tourists, yeah, they have a right to remain silent if arrested and all that. But they have no First Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights, Fourth Amendment rights anywhere else in the world. And where that's coming into play is in the immigration context, where you can, where the government may say, we're not going to permit immigrants from this country. That happened under Obama with Saudi Arabia after 9/11. 9/11, when Obama got in 08, continued what George W. Bush had done. It was too dangerous to let them in. And then that changed a little bit. Well, what's happening now is the Republicans are using it to attack the FBI. And they're saying, well, you're eavesdropping on Americans. No, they're eavesdropping on foreign people in other countries. If an American voice comes on who is an American, they're absolutely entitled to listen to that. And if the guy is talking about planning a terrorist act or a drug deal in this country, they're absolutely entitled to listen to that. Ray testified that the FBI only accesses 3% of the calls they collect. In other words, they don't listen to all of them, but if they identify somebody from ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or a Mexican drug cartel, they absolutely are going to listen to it. And of those 3%, only 1.5% of those do they even listen to or read, if it's an email, the content. 1.5%. And I'll tell you what, the committee then announced that it's going to, these are Republicans, will put a rider on the appropriations bill that the FBI will build its new headquarters in Huntsville, Alabama, or get defunded. That's what they're going to do. Under Trump, he moved the Interior Department out to Colorado, and most of them quit. You know, they retired. We lost a lot of institutional memory. The Republican Party is doing everything in its power to attack our government. We have to understand that and combat it. Go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Well, the arrogance of the Republican Party just absolutely amazes me. They talk about weaponizing the FBI and the DOJ, excuse me, and the DOJ has not prosecuted one single member of the leadership that conspired to put two coup attempts against our federal government. This has not yet happened. Nobody's in court. Nobody's in jail. None of the leadership. Now, I'm not talking about the peons that, you know, were convicted in many in several cases of a seditious conspiracy. I'm talking about the people like Trump, who McConnell, even after hypocritically voting to acquit him during the impeachment trial, McConnell even said there's no question that Trump is physically and personally responsible for the January 6th attempt. Then we got people like Ron Johnson, who obviously was in a conspiracy because he tried to give not one, but two sets of fraudulent electors to the vice president. We got people like, you know, Spindell, who was one of the false electors, and he's on our, these are guys in our upper levels of government. Nobody is being looked at, but now the supposedly the Democrats are weaponizing the DOJ. Excuse me, please. As Joseph Goebbels said, accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. So here's my comment for the day.
Excellent, excellent call, Jack. Thank you very much. Bob of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's on your mind today, Bob of Madison?
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob. What's up?
Are you there? Yeah, what's up is Scott Perry and all these guys that are involved in 1/6. Why isn't there a special counsel assigned to look at congressional involvement on January 6th, including that guy who gave the tours the day before and stuff like that? I think they're gun shy. They took a year to go after the high level ones. Department of Justice to really, and it took the Congress to lead the way on January 6th and so forth. I think they need to go after the congressman and Jim Jeffords in particular. I think he's got skeletons, and I think they're exposable. And I think that's the only way you can deal with these guys effectively.
Yeah, excellent call. I agree with you, and I'll add a little more information. Jim Jordan, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Scott Perry, who is one of the worst. Scott Perry was one of the architects with Trump of the Green Bay sweep, of the idea that you would have fake electors and then Pence would pretend to be confused, leave it to the Congress. Each delegation gets only one vote. And so even though Pelosi had a majority in the House, each delegation voted as one by majority rule. So for instance, California with 56 congressmen and two senators would have, say, 58 votes, but they only get one vote. Wyoming with two senators and one congressman gets one vote, and they would have voted Republican. And there's a majority, believe it or not, of the state delegations that are Republican, and they put Trump back in. When this blew up after the insurrection, Scott Perry went to Trump and asked for pardon. He's a member of Congress. He asked for pardon. Trump didn't give him a pardon. Several other members of Congress, Mo Brooks, asked for pardon. Now that they're not being prosecuted, they are, remember the Joseph Goebbels quote that was great, that Jack and Merrimack just came up with, accuse your opponent of that of which you are guilty. They were frightened. They wanted pardons, didn't get them. They trembled. Then when they realized they weren't going to be prosecuted, they have an extra dose of hatred for the Democratic Party and for the Department of Justice, and they're going after it, and they're going after the FBI. Now, when I was a kid, one of my favorite movies was The FBI Story, Jimmy Stewart. And if you haven't watched it, and if you're younger, you probably haven't watched it, but that's worth digging out and looking at. That is terrific, The FBI Story, starting with the formation of the FBI and what they did, and you know, they're always kicking down doors with Tommy guns, you know, going after Al Capone characters, that kind of thing. And, you know, I was a kid and it really fired my imagination. So to go after the FBI is to go after an iconic pillar of American democracy. They are absolutely clean. They're not dirty. They don't take bribes. They're unbribable. An FBI agent comes into your office to interview you. You say, can I offer you a cup of coffee? No. How about a glass of water? No. They will take nothing. And they are being attacked by a corrupt political party, the Republican Party. And the rank and file Republicans, many of whom I know, many of whom I served with in the Navy, many of whom I have worked with, and of whom I have high regard, are not the problem. They are being misled by these characters. And your point that we should start going after the big boys, it's long overdue. Now, Jack Smith is doing it, but there was very, very credible reporting that Merrick Garland was reluctant for a year to start that. And I think that was a big mistake. Because if this had been a year ago, if we were back in July of 2022, and Trump were already indicted, and Jack Smith came forward with another indictment based on the insurrection of Trump, there'd be plenty of time even before he announced for president, which he did, I think, back in October of 2022. He did it super early. And Eileen Mercedes Cannon, this judge down in Mar-a-Lago who worships El Gordo, she's the one who delayed right after, remember this, right after the search warrant in Mar-a-Lago in August, she slowed it down for months. And there were appeals and just enough time for him to declare for president and put a political overtone on this. This is what is being done. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. He is now, as a result of all the machinations I just described, the front runner for the Republican nomination, largely because the rest of them, if you take a look at them and make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. I mean, these people, there's no way you're going to have anybody like Pence or DeSantis or Haley or any of these characters anywhere near the White House. So what? The default is Trump just because he was president, even though he's in Putin's back pocket, even though he's the driving force behind the Saudi Arabians coming in and taking over professional golf in this country after 9/11, after murdering our sailors in Florida 5 years ago. I don't know. People haven't collectively lost their minds. The Republican Party obviously is going to nominate somebody. But that is what is happening. And everything, he's not alone. Jim Jordan is doing this. J.D. Vance is doing this. Tommy Tuberville is doing this. Incessant attack on the FBI and the military, institutions of American society, to drag everything down and put him into the White House. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Blow my blues away.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in. turn on and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Thick clouds for the overnight, light southeast winds, and 59 degrees as you get up at around Thursday morning. We'll see a slight chance of showers and storms Thursday afternoon. Late in the day, mostly cloudy skies early will give way to sunshine and 83 degrees. Currently 62 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit
welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
I'll just be brief because you're talking about other things, but the jobs report, the inflation report just came out this morning, and it's we're down to 3% inflation relative to a year ago. And remember that in a year ago, the inflation year over year was at 9%. So it has fallen 12 straight months since then. It is now at 3%, which is the lowest since August of 2021. So it looks like we're continuing on trend for that soft landing that we want without recession. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You know, Joe Biden's doing a hell of a job. You're doing a hell of a job. Somebody comes up to you somewhere and they go, oh, the economy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That inflation was kicked off initially by the pandemic, the war in Ukraine, a lot of other things, the money that had to be spent to keep people, keep our restaurants in business, keep our waiters and cooks employed, keep a lot of folks employed, down to 3%, better than any other country in the world, any advanced society at all. Biden's done one hell of a job. He's done one hell of a job. Unemployment is lowest since 1969. Stock market's doing well again. If anybody out there even mentions the economy as a pejorative in some respect, that somehow there's something wrong, this president has a lot of wisdom, a lot of wisdom. He's very fit, and he's not a crook. And he is an excellent president, and he's doing an excellent job on the economy. And I want to talk, we talked a little bit about the various kinds of attacks. You remember a little bit ago, Donald Trump had a petulance post on Truth Social, Obama's home address. You know, you don't do that. You don't invite attack, but he does. He's injected violence and the suggestion of violence into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. And here is what happened yesterday. A guy, his name was Taylor Toronto, showed up with a van full of guns and ammunition to kill Obama. He was arrested, and the judge just ruled that he is so dangerous that he can't even be released on any kind of bail before his trial. That's very, very rare, especially in this, in the federal system, because there is a right to bail in the Constitution. So the idea that that can be overridden requires an incredibly high standard. But here is the background, just so you know. Taylor Toronto had previously threatened to kill Kevin McCarthy and Jamie Raskin, Kevin McCarthy being the speaker, Jamie Raskin being the congressman from Maryland. Toronto said he did not accept the legitimacy of the federal government, and they caught him filming elementary school children. This guy goes to an elementary school and starts filming the kids. On June 28th, he posted a video on YouTube where he said he said he would blow up his vehicle Now, why he picked this, I don't know, in front of the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Maryland. You know, it'd be a suicide bomber. He'd blow up his vehicle in front of that government entity. And then, before he could blow up his vehicle, he saw Trump's post on Telegram, and he said, this is about Obama. He goes, he posts himself on Telegram because he saw it on Truth Social, and then he posted on Telegram, quote, "We got these losers surrounded. See you in hell, Podestas and Obamas." Now, let me deconstruct that. Podesta was a guy in the Obama administration. Few people remember him anymore. I remember him. He's a good guy. He was the one where the Ruskies tapped into his, they broke into his emails by scamming him. And that opened up all of this email issue and what was being said in these emails and Hillary's campaign and all of that. But for this nut, right now, this is in 2023. You know, this is not in 2016. For this nut to go after Podesta and Obama, this is a seriously, seriously disturbed individual. But that's what happened. And the whole idea of injecting violence, there's a lot of violent talk on the Republican Party side. Violent talk from Trump. He attacked Jack Smith again yesterday, saying he was a thug and he should be disciplined. They always use oblique terminology. And I want to caution everybody out there because there's some high feelings on both sides. The thing that characterizes our country above all is the peaceful transition of power and the rule of law. In your life, you're going to find campaigns, you're going to find elections that don't go the way you wish they'd gone. The whole idea behind a democracy, and especially American democracy, is the peaceful transition of power and the rule of law. And that is disrupted by violence. Once there's violence, it's very, very hard to check it. It's very, very hard to stop it. That's why you do everything you can to avoid a war, because once war occurs and people start to get killed, there's some very, very hard feelings, as there should be. You do everything you can diplomatically not to have a war. But the Republican Party leadership, and it may be that many of them kind of regret it, don't like it, but they don't do anything to stop it, are permitting Trump and his hardest supporters to commit violence. That January 6th insurrection, egged on by Trump, by Giuliani, by Mo Brooks, by everybody who spoke that day, was an incitement to these folks who all thought that they were going to go up there and these leaders would follow them and these leaders would help them take over the Capitol. They're very naive. They were not the big boys. Well, the big boys all chickened out, although Trump did try to go up and the Secret Service took him back to the White House. And they stood there and watched people, in some cases, get killed. This isn't America. And my final message to everybody out there who either votes Republican or you think you're an independent-leaning Republican is wake up. Restore your party to the rule of law and the peaceful transition of power. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Stand by for a great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
And the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changing.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.